Hello, everyone. This is Questlog, our first podcast on, I guess, what's happened in the last week in games and games media and stuff. If you've watched any Questcast before, I'm Kieran and Caitlin's here as well.
Hello.
All right. So I guess let's get started. What happened in the last week? So this is actually a few weeks old, but Fortnite apparently is causing violence in children, according to Channel 9.
Oh, are you talking about that news article thing that they
did on it? Yeah, if we look at the article, they had some worried parent goddamn videos playing on news sites.
Yeah.
They had worried parents are searching for answers as the world begins to catch up to the issues surrounding games addiction or gaming addiction. I think they had like a quote unquote psychologist come on and tell everyone about it. If we go further into the article, Mom Jacqueline's son, Ryan, 11, and Dylan, 9, are fans of the game. She allows them to play online on the condition and their homework comes first.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that sounds all right. I don't know why people are saying this is a bad thing.
Because she's letting her 9-year-old and 11-year-old play it.
I played games when I was, like, five.
I don't even know what the restriction is on Fortnite. Age restriction.
Oh, it's like, let's look it up. I don't know, but to I assume honest. like PG.
Nah, right, so PG is 13 plus.
Is it?
Yes.
In America?
No, because we're talking Adelaide. This is Channel 9 News.
Oh, that's a good point.
So she's not abiding by the age restriction and is blaming...
Age 13 plus...
There you go.
Yeah, whatever. Stop being right.
So she's not listening to the recommendations and then complaining about the consequences.
Well, fair enough.
But a current affair won't cover that
I gave
part.
Into the peer pressure because if they don't play, then the kids at school look at them as if they're, oh, you're not cool, that type of thing.
Uh-huh. And that builds character.
Does it? I'm confused. I don't know. I think it's all a bit strange. Like, for me playing it, like, I don't think it would cause violence to anyone. Like, everything in it, I think there's, like, a shotgun, but everything else is, like, pretty cartoonish.
Well, it's just another classic jump on the bandwagon video games cause
it's
violence.
It's, like, the biggest video game in the world right now.
Yeah, that's why it's Fortnite. It's got nothing to do with Fortnite. Per se, it's just because it's the most popular game right now and they want to have a go at video games.
Yeah, they do like doing that. Oh, at least it's not as bad as, what, Donald Trump trying to organize that thing to say video games cause gun violence.
Yeah, no, I think it's the guns that cause guns violence.
We need more guns. Yeah, well, like, I think someone did a study around that, or like just a blanket thing where they checked all the other countries and their video game sales versus guns sold.
Oh.
And it was every other country sold more video game. I think it was video games per gun or something. Like, it was something.
Yeah, like the saturation of the.
Yeah, the saturation. It was.
And essentially, there was
yeah, it had America, like, you know, 12 guns to one game, and then, like, every other thing, like, 100 games to one gun type of thing. You're like, yep, it's the games. Yeah. All right. See, this is the one I thought you would like. Bioshock 4 may be coming soon.
Yes, I did hear that / see that rumors.
It was mentioned in a Kotaku article. They were talking to a dev about how Mafia 3 lost its way. I should have read more of the article, to be honest. But it was more just like, oh, Caitlin would like this. So I put it in.
Okay.
Bioshock 4. I still haven't played Bioshock Infinite or Bioshock 2.
Oh.
I played one. Yeah. It's one of those games I'm like, okay, I know I'm going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time to play it right now.
Uh-huh.
And my life's just kind of gone past it. So now it's an old game.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of people skipped out on Infinite, to be honest.
It just makes me upset.
It's...
because that happens to a lot of games. Like, there's so many games now that I... I'll miss out on playing them. Like, I'll play that later. Never get to playing them. And when I do want to go back and play them, I'm like, this looks old and yeah, shit.
I've moved on. No, I don't know.
It's like when I try and show people Zelda and they're like, you're playing as a box. I'm like, that's a Zelda.
Yeah, but this is Zelda. I don't know. I think there was a lot of... I guess it wasn't very positively received, Infinite.
I thought it was like... I thought IGN gave it 10 out of 10.
Phew, that means a lot. no, I really liked it. It's completely different to the other two.
Yeah, it looked really good to me.
Yeah. People didn't like was that it was completely different and there was a bit of a what the fuck kind of ending that left you going, what does that mean?
That's right. Number 4 is coming out soon.
But, well, is that even... What's the grounds for that? Because I've heard a lot of rumours. Spyro's apparently meant to be getting remastered or something.
Yeah, they actually announced that, Are they, though? No, like, I'm pretty sure they announced it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll get my hopes up because I've been keeping that low-key.
They also announced a Crash reboot.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's cheap money, essentially,
oh, yeah.
Rebooting this stuff.
Surprised. But, yeah, I'm just, I don't know, I haven't looked too much into it because I don't want to get my hopes up and be sad.
Here's where it is in the article. Many of the people who helped make Mafia 3 are now gone, including the game's art director, senior producers, game design director, many design leads, and a number of other key staff. Some left voluntarily, others were let go or asked to move. Some went to other game companies. Others moved to a top secret studio next door to work on an unannounced new Bioshock game. So that was a quote from someone who used to work there.
But that could mean many things. Let's be honest.
It could be a side game.
Yeah, it's probably like one of those like mini game things where it's like loosely related between maybe 1 and 2 or... because every bit of footage that I've seen from it is... or footage, quotation marks, has been like the original Bioshock style. Nothing like Infinite. So it, yeah, it may not even be a fully fleshed out game.
Yeah, I'm just looking for other mentions of Bioshock. Yeah. So he basically made that offshoot comment in an interview or something like that.
Yeah, so...
but coming from it, like, at least I assume they're definitely working on something, whether it's Bioshock 4 or Bioshock the side quest to this game.
Or maybe it could be a good thing if it, like...
Bioshock Infinite was a prequel, right?
Now you're testing me because there was a linking download, bonus content kind of thing that you could purchase that was apparently meant to link Infinite and the original Bioshock world. But I can't remember how.
See, because I haven't played it, I don't know, but my assumption or I was led to believe that Bioshock Infinite was kind of the city of Rapture before it got sunk or something.
Not at all.
Haven't played it, don't I?
I'm pretty sure that Rapture came first and then they did, what's it called? The city is called...
Look it up.
I'm looking it up.
Rapture is a cool name for a city, though.
It is.
So is Rapture the city from 1 and 2?
Yep.
All right. I got something right.
It is called... This one's pretty good. Columbia.
Oh, yep. I remember. All right.
So I'm pretty sure... Because if I... Like, it's been so long since I've played Infinite, but I'm pretty sure that there's references about Rapture to, like, in the game about how it failed and how Columbia is going to be better.
Yeah, that makes somewhat sense.
But I might be completely wrong because, again, I haven't played it in a very long time and it might actually turn out...
Did you start playing it?
Maybe, like, 4 months ago.
Yeah, thought you did.
Not Infinite, though. Started the original.
Yeah, I got to play through all of them again.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, enough for that topic. Have you ever seen, any of the speedrunning competitions or anything like that?
I have seen speedrunners.
Yeah, so there's this one guy, Billy Mitchell, who, like, holds records for basically everything. Everyone knows that he cheats. Like, he'll literally take assets out of the game, like, not use... So, like, a normal speedrunner would use a glitch in the game that's, like, in everyone's copy of the game to do the speedrun. And that everyone accepts that because that's how the game's made. You're using a known thing. Whereas this guy will take assets out and just, like, fly through.
Well, so he's editing
the
game, basically.
Yeah. But he – Guinness World Records put him in because – I guess whoever did had no idea about...
That's bullshit.
...the games or anything. Everyone, like, for the longest time, everyone's just like, yeah, no one cares about your shitty records.
Because it doesn't count.
Yeah, because it doesn't count. There was even one person who took out all the assets of a game and just... I think it was, like, a game where you had to... It's like a flight sim game or something, and you had to dodge obstacles. Took out all the obstacles in the game and still couldn't get Billy Mitchell's record. So, like, have no idea what they actually did to get
it. What he did to get it. Yeah. Yeah.
But, so Guinness World Records disqualifies Billy Mitchell's records.
Like, all of them?
I don't know if it's all of them. Hold on. Let's find out. Guinness World Records disqualifies Billy Mitchell's perfect Pac-Man run. Other achievements. So it looks like Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. They're the two major ones listed.
Well, that's something at least, I guess.
I imagine there was a bunch of others, but this article's only mentioning that. Oh, was stripping all of Mitchell's high scores.
Oh, shoot.
There you go. And banning him from future attempts.
Oh,
that's what you get for being terrible.
But this is the thing. Were they accepting his records with the knowledge of what he'd done and not understanding it? Or have they just uncovered that he'd been doing this and so therefore... Like, because if they accepted it of what he was doing, like, it's a bit unfair to disqualify him from attempting again. Like... He could attempt again under the proviso that he hasn't, like, that there's no changes to the game.
Yeah.
That's not really fair. Unless
he gave them so many games, though.
I know. But what I'm saying is get rid of his current records, but let him attempt them again if he can do it legit.
Probably can't do it legit.
But they've banned him. So that makes me think that he gave them the impression that nothing had been changed.
He probably, like, it sounds like anyone who would have known about games would have, like, looked at it and been like, nah. But, you know, it would have been, like, a board of people that are like, oh, that number's higher than the other number.
Yeah, I know.
So, like...
I'm only saying that to disqualify him implies that he has done something untruthful or, like, dodgy.
Well, it is dodgy, regardless of if they knew or... he didn't say something or did say something, it's still dodgy. And that's why
it's not the purest way to do it, But if they knew that he'd done it and accepted it and said this qualifies as the record, then that's on them. They can't disqualify him for that.
Well, they can. They're their own body.
I know. I'm just giving my opinion.
I know. All right. Oh, my God. Go away, news ads. News websites should not do that, and then people would stop installing ad blockers everywhere.
Mm.
So you know my feelings of releasing old games. And we were just talking about it before, which is hilarious because this came up. Shenmue 1 and 2 are coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
I have no idea what that game is.
So Sega America put a trailer out for Shenmue 1 and 2. I think some more news came out about it that it's going to be $29.99 at all retail outlets. I assume that's American, though, so it'll be like...
What, $50?
$400 Australian. AUD. If I go here and mute it, you can see what some of it is like. Essentially, it was a...
Was this a good game?
At the time, it was. Like, it's one of those games everyone's been requesting they do a HD remake of.
Okay.
I've seen lots of posts saying that they were going to do that people in Sega were talking about doing Shenmue and Skies of Arcadia. So they've just announced Shenmue. So I'm hoping in like
the next... You're hoping for Skies of Arcadia
so badly.
So what's the point of the quest in the game, or what's your objective?
I actually haven't played Shenmue 1 or 2.
Oh, okay.
I just know that everyone thought it was a really good game.
What style of game is it, do you know? Like,
it's...
RPG.
It is. I think it's not... It's not like a...
Full-on
RPG, but, yeah. Like, it... It was in kind of that weird period where they tried to put RPG mechanics in everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, and they still
it
do.
It kind of...
I mean, let's... Shenmue. Just look it up. Gameplay trailer. There you go. And it says it'll come out this year.
Okay.
It's exactly
that's,
the same.
That's what you've clicked on.
Yeah.
That's what you're showing me before.
Oh, it's actually done by
a different... It kind of reminds me of like a really old style Sleeping Dogs.
I think it might be.
Just the way that it was like a little bit more focused on martial arts, and it looks like a little bit GTA style in the running around in the city. I could be wrong because I literally saw about 3 seconds worth of footage.
Yeah, well... Let's see if you like look
yeah,
up
now
Shenmue,
it's all about
everything's just going to be. It's an action adventure game series created by Yu Suzuki for Sega and Sega Dreamcast. Oh, Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
That I think it was my favorite console.
The
like,
Dreamcast.
Yeah, it was poorly made, didn't do well, but just it had this. It has this nostalgia about it that. I can't shake it. And all the games on it, I really enjoyed. It might have been like, you know how there's that time when you're younger that like just everything that happened during that time just was magical?
Was good, yeah.
I think it got sucked
into that vortex for you.
Well, my brother's 2 years younger than me and he really loves it as well.
Yeah, because it happened like at the same time that it was happening to you.
Yeah, probably.
It's not like he came of age at your age and suddenly got a Dreamcast as well.
But I don't know. I played Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 on it.
Sonic.
Don't like it?
Oh, just, I don't know. From what I've seen of all the games, classic Sonics are okay.
Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, really good. Then, like, the next game, I don't remember what it was, but just was horrible.
Yeah, it hasn't gone well for the franchise.
Like, I'm not... Because Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 had all the Chao kind of stuff that you could do, and you could race them and raise them, and the story wasn't terrible. And at the time, the graphics were good.
Hmm.
And it was a pretty well put together game. I couldn't see any bugs and stuff. I think it was like the last, because the same studio did those two. I think it was Sonic Heroes after that.
I wouldn't know. I did not keep up to date with my Sonic history releases.
Yeah, well, for me it was Sonic 1, Sonic Adventure 1, 2, and then nothing. Which is fine. So you love Critical Role.
Yes.
You can read that one.
Obsidian announced that the Critical Role cast will all be contributing to voice acting in Pillars of Eternity 2.
I just need to finish one now.
Yeah, I was trying that the other day.
I've gotten halfway through it twice.
It is difficult.
It hits a point where, I don't know how to explain it, but it hits a point where you're just like, I've got all these quests. I'm not really sure what to do. I'll come back to it like another day, and you never come back to it.
Yeah. For me, I think it hits a point where you get a little bit sick of reading everything. Because
there's so much, like,
every second person that you, like, NPC that you click on has that soul thing.
Yeah. That, and, like, it does not, it's not useful to the game at all. And I'm all for them trying to put lots of,
like, backstory
and backstory stuff and lore into it, but it just didn't work well because there's other games that have done that where I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Because to me, that kind of thing is good if it's going to contribute to something, but it's a lot of reading for nothing. Like,
yeah, because like none of it benefits you. You're just like, oh, this person has some thought, meh.
Yeah. Oh, this thing happened to this person and I do not ever have to follow up on this.
Yeah.
Like, it started off well because at the start you encounter that guy in the woods and he says that his friend was killed by a bear, and then you find the body in the cave and you speak to the soul and you find out that he was murdered.
Now,
that part was good, and then they just kind of didn't continue on with that kind of style.
Yeah. Do you reckon, because number two is going to be fully voiced, will that problem still be a thing? Because if it's going to be fully voiced, I imagine they won't fill out the text that much.
Yeah. I think they'll cut back on pointless.
Because they're not going to have just two pages of filler text on fucking villager number three whose like dog went missing.
Yeah. I think that anything like that, it is definitely being fully voiced.
Yeah, they announced it. So they hit their stretch goal, like, because they did crowdfunding for Pillars of Eternity 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, the audio director, Justin Bell, said, yep, we recorded all the audio and more, was his quote.
Right, so that doesn't necessarily mean that it's fully voiced.
No, like, he said, like, I think he says, like, every line and more. It's pretty much like, yes,
all right,
fully voiced.
Well, in that case, then I think that they will cut back on the pointless backstories.
Then Critical Role did this. Yeah, so Matt Mercer's coming back as the same character.
Oh, that's right, because he was two characters in that, at least.
Okay, yeah, like whatever he's in, he's like four characters. Like,
yeah, I know.
I actually...
No, but he was like two companion characters, so you could have two Matt Mercers following you around.
Yeah,
And Sam Riegel was a part...
I think Matt Mercer's a great voice actor. I'm a little bit sick of him in some games. Not because he's bad, like, not because it's bad or anything. It's just because, like, let's say he's got 25 different voices he kind of does. I've heard them all multiple times now.
Yeah, well, I mean, oh well.
Yeah.
Sorry, but he's, like, you know, he's a decent voice actor, and not just the voices he does, but the way that he can express them, it sounds genuine. So
yeah, it's really good. It's just like it's in the same type of game. So if I like playing RPGs, so like I'll go from one RPG to the next, and sometimes you're just like, it's you.
Well, see, I don't know.
Because when I played Titanfall. Titanfall 2, I think it was.
Yes.
At the end of the game, it was like, this was Matt Mercer. I'm like, what? Because that was like...
Oh, yes, I remember you.
Because that was like an action-adventure game, and like his voice in that scenario, like I just didn't pick it up.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah. And then as soon as they told me it, I was just like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I remember you having that revelation.
Like...
You were a little bit mind-fucked after that.
Well, yeah, but like with an RPG game, you're just like, okay, when does Matt Mercer come in?
All right, when am I meeting Matt Mercer?
Like that's kind of my point of why I'm a little, like, it's not...
See, I get excited, but whatever. Like,
yeah, I can understand why some people get excited, but at the same time, like, it's gotten to the point where you do expect it, so it just makes, like, makes me sad.
I mean, what are you going to do? If someone's good at their job, they're going to get hired more, so.
Yeah, well, why can't I, hire someone who's not even in voice acting yet?
Well, that's the point.
Broken into it.
People who aren't in it aren't good. Very good, so.
Yeah, we don't know that. Give them
chance. I'm not saying that people can't break into it and be amazing, but, like, chances are, like, majority of people who want to be voice actors but haven't broken into it are probably not very good.
Yeah, that's true. So are you looking forward to Terraria Otherworld?
Never even heard of it or what.
Oh, it was the next Terraria project they were doing.
What, it's not like an add-on to Terraria? It's
it was a completely new game.
All right, what was it?
I'm actually not sure. They didn't reveal too much on it, just like a few screenshots of like lots of barriers and like it was obviously on a different world from
Terraria.
Normal Terraria. Anyway, they announced that they cancelled it.
Oh, well.
After like 5 years into it, like it's been so long.
I am shattered. I was looking forward to that for 5 seconds. You should have been.
What was their thing? That's it. So ReLogic announced on their Terraria forum that they have ultimately and regrettably cancelled Terraria Otherworld. They say it was just not possible to release it in any timely manner with the amount of polish and quality they ultimately wanted for the end project. I think they went I think like 2.5 years ago they announced, oh, we've got a new developer, we're restarting the game because the old developer wasn't doing it up to our scratch, essentially. Something along those lines. I think I don't think they want to do the game themselves. They have this idea for it, and I don't think the studios they're getting to do it are doing it in the way they want.
So why not just work on it first before announcing it
In hindsight, it goes without saying, we never should have spoken publicly about this game as early on as we did.
Oh, there you go.
The first point.
Good for them. You live and you learn.
Yeah. They did talk about active development on Terraria 1 continues. I thought they cancelled that ages ago, but apparently 1.3.6 is still in active development. There's a lot in that game, though, actually. Like, it lasts for a while doing a playthrough now.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually finished.
Really?
The whole point. I don't know, because, like...
Whenever, the last boss is hard.
The thing is, whenever I play, I've played with you and, like, other people who've played it a billion times, and so we just charge through things and...
And you like to take your time with stuff.
And I... Well, not I like to take my time with stuff, but it's like I've gotten really no clue what we're doing or why we're doing it or... Do you know what I mean?
I don't think anyone knows why you're doing anything in the game.
No, but I mean, like... It'll be like, oh, like, hit these lanterns. And it's like, okay, but why? And it's like...
Because they're ugly.
And it's like, but then, like, if you hit all the lanterns, then it summons the next boss. And, like just people just instinctively know what to do next. And I would not know. Like, if I was playing by myself, I'd probably just build a house and never even face a boss, to be honest.
So... I feel like this is, like, you're complaining about things that wouldn't bother you in single player anyway.
No, well, it's more of a, like, I've never played it through to the end because whenever...
Other people do, they get bored and then quit?
Yeah.
All right, we got to finish it then. But next time. I guess the last thing for today is Stardew multiplayer comes out next month.
Next month already.
What do you mean next month already?
Like, it's only a month away.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's what they announced. I mean, I don't think any details on how it's going to be multiplayer have been announced, just that it is going to be.
Yeah.
I'm torn. Do I want to run a farm with someone and everyone work on the same thing, or do I want to play it where everyone has a different farm?
Is that even an option?
I don't know. That's the thing. I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to think of what I'd prefer.
You're debating things that may not even be.
I'm not debating it. I'm just trying to think of what I would prefer.
I think you'd want to work on it together, because otherwise you're competing for resources and...
Well, maybe that's the whole point. Like, that's the thing. I don't know what the point is.
Well, the whole point of the original single-player game is to just, like, develop your farm and get better and, you know. So I think it would be more along the lines of, okay, I want, like, all my friends to work on my farm with me as well.
Yeah.
And maybe. Then, like, one of them could go mining while the other one's planting seeds and...
Wouldn't that ruin the whole balance of the game?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, they would have done something.
Yeah.
I believe in them.
I've got no clue. But I assume they've worked it out, and I assume if it's coming out in a month that it's worked out.
Yeah, probably. Well, everyone, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with whatever's happened over the next week, and we'll continue like that for the time to come. Anything you wanted to add?
Nope. You covered it.
Did I? All right. Oh, thanks all. And if you're looking for more, check out our YouTube channel. We'll be playing games and stuff. All right. Catches.